The Greymoor Friars Monastery is located on Atoman Mountain, near Garrison, New York. Adjacent to this famous monastery, one sees St. Christopher's Inn. Homeless men from all walks of life come to this famous inn. These men are fed and sheltered by the Greymoor Friars, and no distinction is ever made of race, creed, or color. You are invited to listen to another chapter of the dramatized story, The Life of Christ, brought to you transcribed each week by the Greymoor Friars, who offer this series with a prayerful hope that this vivid portrayal of the life of Christ will help awaken in you a deeper personal love of God and a firm determination to strive to prove that love in your daily life. Now, Chapter 24, The Feast of Tabernacles, Part 2.
And I will pour out upon you clean water, and you shall be cleansed from your filthiness, and I will cleanse you from your idols, and I will give you a new heart, and put new spirit within you.
Jesus went up to the Feast of Tabernacles privately, and the Pharisees were looking for him. When the feast was half over, Jesus came openly into the temple and began to teach. And one of the scribes rushed to the temple to order out the guards.
Stop! Stop! Where are you going?
Halt!
Since when do you order out the temple guard without consulting the authorities?
This was an emergency. Jesus is preaching in the outer court.
And you were going to arrest him, Abner?
Yes.
On what charge?
Well, he's stirring up the crowd. Some are for him, some against him. There could be a riot.
Even so, we don't arrest him at this time or in this way.
But Caiaphas, if we don't do something...
Would you have the temple acknowledge in view of all that it attaches importance to the man by ordering his arrest?
But if he goes on, he'll...
He will involve himself more deeply. I find it best to let rabble-rousers talk and convict themselves.
It's dangerous. I warn you.
Not as dangerous as arrest. Wouldn't the people ask themselves, are the authorities so afraid of what this man says that they order his arrest?
And the last thing I want is that. It must be done quietly, with as few people as possible to witness it.
Very well, Caiaphas. I'll dismiss the guards.
Scatter them among the people. Let them listen to what people are saying. Place other spies about, and let them question him in a manner which will reveal the falsity of his claims. Do what you can to destroy his influence.
And if you want that, arrest him now.
No. We shall try my way first. If that fails, well, then we shall see. Now take your men to the outer court, as I requested.
Amen. Amen, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread.
He is a good man.
No, rather he seduces the crowd.
But he teaches what seems to be true.
Nonsense. How does this man come by learning since he has not studied? No learned rabbi has had him as a student. He never attended a school for scribes. He's an ordinary man, the son of a carpenter.
My teaching is not my own, but his who sent me. If anyone desires to do his will, he will know of the teaching, whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. He who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is truthful, and there is no injustice in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and none of you observes the law?
Hear him! He comes to the feast and within your holy temple charges you, do not heed the law. He, who has broken the law so often and so seriously that he should be stoned.
Why do you seek to put me to death?
Thou hast a devil!
Who seeks to put thee to death?
It is not we who seek your death. It is the devil within thee who tells you we seek your death.
Thou dost not obey the Sabbath.
One work I did, and you all wonder. For this reason Moses gave you the circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers. And on a Sabbath you circumcise a man. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you indignant with me because I made a man whole on the Sabbath? Judge not by appearances, but give just judgment.
Nicodemus, let's wait and listen a bit to the comments.
Is not this the man they seek to kill?
But behold, he speaks openly, and they say nothing to him.
Why? Can they be afraid?
Can it be that the rulers have really come to know that this is the Christ?
Well, your hands-off policy had the opposite effect. Tell them, Nicodemus, what the people are saying.
Some of them that we do nothing to the man because we know him to be the Christ.
What? Impossible.
Now we're forced to arrest him to convince the crowds we don't secretly think him the Christ.
Yes, yes, I see our position. I must think about this. If we arrest him, can it be done quietly?
Well, he's surrounded by the Galileans who have great pride in him and would resist.
But you say the crowd is divided regarding him.
Yes, bitterly.
Then we'll hold off, Abner, and see what happens tomorrow. Continue to harry him with questions, and have your men ready to help should I decide to make an arrest.
And it was now the fifth day of the feast. And Jesus was again teaching in the temple. And the people were puzzled about him. And there was much discussion.
Now look at it this way. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from. Yet we know where this man is from. That looks like pretty good proof to me.
Well, if this man's not Christ, how does he work signs?
When the Christ comes, will he work more signs than this man works?
No, I don't think so.
You both know me and know where I am from. Yet I have not come of myself. But he is true who has sent me, whom you do not know. I know him because I am from him, and he has sent me.
Blasphemy!
And the spies and guards closed in on Jesus. But the Galileans surrounded him and took him away. And Abner, summoned to the council of elders, now asked for permission to arrest Jesus.
Well, Caiaphas, your policy of standing aloof has failed. We fail to act, and the people say we believe in him and are afraid. I recommend that we arrest him at the first opportunity.
Yes, I think so.
Jesus is forcing people to believe in him or disbelieve. There's no middle way. Tempers are short, and we'll have a riot unless we act.
Very well. But understand, you don't make a martyr of him. I want no talk we arrested this fellow because of what he said, but rather that his words were inflammatory, and so aroused the crowd that we took him into custody for his own protection and to keep the peace.
Then I have permission to arrest?
Yes. But don't use the armed guards. Use the temple attendants. And then it won't seem so official.
And it was now the last day of the feast. And the people wondered why the Pharisees did not lay hands on Jesus. And many voices were raised in Jerusalem on behalf of him. For the Galileans repeated over and over the miracles they had seen. And many, cured of ills, came forth to speak well of Jesus. But many could not say all they believed in their hearts, out of fear of the rulers. And Jesus again spoke in the temple.
Take your stations. Wait for my signal, then go quietly to him and tell him he's wanted for questioning.
Yet a little while I am with you. Then I go to him who sent me. You will seek me, and will not find me. And where I am, you cannot come.
Where is he going where we cannot find him?
Will he go to those dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles?
I have no idea what he means. I'm giving the signal for the attendants to move in.
If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture says, from within him there shall flow rivers of living water.
This is truly the prophet. This is the Christ.
Look at those attendants standing with mouths open. Run, Nicodemus, get them into action. I've got to talk to these ignorant people.
Can Christ come from Galilee?
Cannot the Christ come from any direction he wishes?
This wonder worker is from Galilee.
Does not the scripture say that it is of the offspring of David, and from Bethlehem, the village where David lived, that the Christ is to come? Can't you understand? Some of you may have forgotten the scriptures, but your scribes have not. We weed out the false prophets. Be guided by those in authority, and have nothing to do with this man.
True, he came from Galilee.
But the miracles...
As for the so-called miracles, after much study given to them, it is determined that the man accomplished them because he's in league with Satan.
Abner, Jesus has left.
Good. Where did they take him?
Abner, they didn't seize him. He walked through the crowd and out of the temple.
What? And they let him?
They didn't lift a finger to stop him.
No. Wait till Caiaphas hears of this.
Why haven't you brought him? Abner, what is the meaning of this?
I gave the signal, then had to give my attention elsewhere.
Attendants, what happened? Come, speak up. Why wasn't he taken?
Never has man spoken as this man.
What? Have you also been led astray?
We did move to take him, and then he began to speak, and The will went out of us, and we couldn't move for fear.
Fear? Of what?
That there be some truth in the man.
It's not for you to make that decision. Has any one of the rulers believed in him? Or any of the Pharisees?
I wouldn't know. I mean,
Know well that the rulers would not arrest one in whom they believed.
There was the crowd to consider. There could easily have been bloodshed if we'd arrested him.
But this crowd, which doesn't know the law, is accursed.
Does our law judge a man unless it first him a hearing and know what he does?
Art thou also a Galilean, Nicodemus?
Search the scriptures and see that out of Galilee arises no prophet.
I know my scriptures.
Then why all this concern?
I know my elders. If the crowd is ignorant of the law, old men are stubborn regarding it.
You admit the point that no prophet comes from Galilee, but then you say we must hear him before we judge.
Perhaps you think the scripture might be in error.
I say there's inconsistency which we must face and solve before we take any action.
What inconsistency?
Granted, he comes from Galilee. There are his works. He's had no education, yet he knows the law and the scripture.
Very well, Nicodemus. You explain. Coming from Nazareth, how can he be a prophet according to scripture?
All we know about the man is that he lives at Nazareth.
Yes.
Isn't it possible he could have been born elsewhere and moved to Nazareth when an infant?
Are you suggesting he was born in Bethlehem?
It's a possibility we should consider.
It's far-fetched.
Caiaphas, if by some quirk of fate Jesus is found to be of Bethlehem, would you change your views?
Hardly. There are other factors to consider. The prophet will be of the seed of David. Messenger will be sent to notify the temple of his coming.
Oh, didn't John the Baptist call himself that?
Yes, yes. Lastly, this man has ignored our laws, in that he has not honored the Sabbath.
We have made much of that. Too much. For it is true, as he has replied, that Moses and the prophets did good works on the Sabbath. It all comes back to the same one charge. And sooner or later we'll have to face it. Is he false, or is he true?
Nicodemus, are you for this man?
I am for the law. He must be heard before he is judged.
I warn you, don't be too concerned for this man.
My concern is for us, the temple. Caiaphas, it's late and let's leave. I advise you to give up the idea of arrest. The feast ends tomorrow and he will leave. We can, I think, endure him for one more day. Good night. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
What do you think, Abner?
Well, I grant there'll be some trouble, especially from the Galileans, if we are...
Didn't he say he was going where people couldn't find him?
Yes, or words to that effect.
Perhaps we should try to get by this one day and let him leave.
I believe that is best. He'll be back at the next feast. But we gain time, and there's always the possibility Herod will take care of him as he did John the Baptist.
Then tomorrow you will have your men in the crowd as usual, but we'll try to avoid an arrest.
Yes. But should he come to the temple, we can ask questions of him from the start.
An excellent idea.
And, of course, ask questions which will hurt him no matter how he answers.
I think you have something definite, Abner.
Tonight, a woman was taken in adultery. As soon as he begins tomorrow, we'll take this woman to him and ask him to decide what should be done with her.
Yes. He will say she should be stoned according to the law of Moses. The Romans will not care for that.
But he's built up a reputation for kindliness, and he might feel called upon to make one of those declarations of forgiveness, as if he were God.
But he says he believes in the law of Moses. If he lets her go, he does not follow the law.
If he judges at all, he hurts himself. He has no right to act as judge.
Oh, well, then he can escape the trap by refusing to have anything to do with the woman.
I have no fear. We know from experience that when we question, we not only get an answer, but oftentimes a whole sermon. And he usually says something that can be used against him. I believe he'll be flattered that we come to him, and he'll commit himself one way or the other.
And the conference broke up, and they returned each one to his own house. And in the silence of his room, Nicodemus, who had come to Jesus out of the night many months before, was troubled in mind, for he had not forgotten that which had taken place between him and Jesus.
I say to thee, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born again?
Amen, amen, I say to thee. Unless a man be born again of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not wonder that I said to thee, you must be born again. The wind blows where it will. Thou hearest its sound, but dost not know where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
How can these things be?
Thou art a teacher in Israel and dost not know these things? Amen, amen, I say to thee, we speak of what we know. We bear witness to what we have seen. And our witness you do not receive. If I have spoken of earthly things to you, and you do not believe, how will you believe if I speak to you of heavenly things? And no one has ascended into heaven, except him who has descended from heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that those who believe in him may not perish, but may have life everlasting. And Nicodemus took to his bed, for he was weary, and he did not sleep at peace with himself, for he did wonder. After that night, he had never ceased to wonder about the mystery of the winds blowing, about the Spirit, and about the serpent in the desert, and the Son of Man, who must be lifted up, as was the serpent. And he waited for the morrow to come, when they would again test Jesus.
I will pour out upon you clean water, and you shall be cleansed from all your filthiness. And I will cleanse you from your idols. And I will give you a new heart and put new spirit within you.